Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv, bringing you the day's most important headlines. Today, May 17th, marks a significant date in financial history. On this day in 1792, the Buttonwood Agreement was signed, forming what would later become the New York Stock Exchange. A cornerstone of the global economy, established right here in the USA. We're covering top stories today from sources like Hacker News, NDTV News, US Top News and Analysis, and many more. Joining me as always is our lead reporter, Arohi, to break down the details. Arohi, let's jump right into some breaking news from the aviation world, a concerning incident at an air show.
Absolutely, Arjiv. We have details on an alarming incident at the Mountain Home Air Force Base air show in Idaho. Two EA-18 fighter jets collided during a demonstration. Fortunately, both pilots were able to eject safely. Investigations are now underway to determine the exact cause of this mid-air collision, which, thankfully, did not result in any serious injuries to personnel or spectators.
That's a huge relief to hear the pilots are safe. Now, moving to a developing global health concern, there are new updates on the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Arohi, what's the latest here?
The World Health Organization has declared a global health emergency concerning the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The situation is increasingly serious, with almost 250 suspected cases reported, and tragically, about 80 people have already died from the virus. Health authorities are working to contain the spread, facing significant challenges in remote areas and with community engagement. This declaration underscores the urgency of international support and intervention.
A very critical situation indeed. Turning our attention now to domestic issues, we're seeing new reports on the impact of immigration policies on mental health here in the U.S. What can you tell us about that, Arohi?
A primary care organization called Zocalo Health has documented a marked increase in depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts among its patients. They screen all individuals for these conditions and have noted a significant uptick since increased ICE enforcement actions began. This report highlights the heavy mental health toll the Trump administration's immigration crackdown is taking on affected communities.
That's a profound observation about the human cost of policy. And speaking of the Trump administration, there's a story today about a prayer rally in D.C. What was the administration's focus there?
The Trump administration organized a day-long prayer event in Washington, D.C., which featured cabinet speakers and a program that strongly emphasized a narrative of the nation's founding being intrinsically linked to Christianity. This event furthered the administration's message of portraying the U.S. as a Christian nation, drawing connections between faith and national identity.
Interesting to see that narrative pushed. On the legal front, there's a significant conspiracy trial underway that could test the administration's approach to protesters. Can you elaborate?
In Spokane, Washington, prosecutors are pursuing a conspiracy trial against three activists. They allege these individuals conspired to impede federal officers. However, many legal experts are calling this prosecution a stretch, suggesting it's an aggressive tactic that could set a new precedent for how protests and activism are legally framed and challenged by the government.
Definitely a case to watch closely. Shifting gears to economics and business, there's an interesting story about a CEO and Trump donor using tariffs against rivals. How is that playing out?
Cambria CEO Marty Davis, a known Trump donor, has successfully lobbied the U.S. government to impose tariffs on imported quartz. His business competitors are now crying foul, alleging that Davis is weaponizing these tariffs to gain an unfair advantage in the market, rather than as a measure to protect American industry broadly.
A clear example of how tariffs can be used beyond their stated intent. And on the political landscape, we're seeing the impact of presidential endorsements in recent elections. What's the update from Louisiana?
In Louisiana's high-stakes contest, a Trump-backed challenger, Julia Letlow, has defeated an incumbent Republican senator. The former president had thrown his full support behind Letlow, branding the sitting senator disloyal for having voted to convict the president during his impeachment trial. This outcome demonstrates the continued powerful influence of the former president's endorsements within the Republican Party.
A clear signal of the political climate. Now, moving to international relations, particularly concerning Taiwan and its request for U.S. support. What's the latest on potential arms deals?
Taiwan is actively stressing its need for U.S. support, eager for an arms deal. This comes after President Trump hinted that future weapons sales could become a negotiating chip in discussions with China. Taiwanese officials are emphasizing their island's strategic importance in the region, seeking to secure vital U.S. military backing amidst rising tensions.
A delicate balance in global diplomacy. And back to a major legal and social story that continues to evolve, what are the big questions about Jeffrey Epstein that the New York Times is focusing on?
The New York Times is continuing its in-depth coverage of Jeffrey Epstein, outlining the big questions that remain unanswered about the sexual predator. Their reporting explores the extensive network of money, power, and complicity that enabled his crimes, and how his secrets continue to spur an international reckoning. They emphasize this is an ongoing story, with updates expected.
A story that still holds so many troubling layers. Now, to a different kind of integrity issue, this time in the world of media. New York Magazine is reviewing a prominent writer's work. What are the allegations?
New York Magazine is currently reviewing the work of a high-profile writer facing serious plagiarism allegations. This writer, who has a forthcoming book about New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani, has been called out for allegedly copying the work of other writers. The magazine has launched an internal investigation into the matter.
An important reminder of journalistic ethics. Let's look at a fascinating social trend. Americans leaving the U.S. in record numbers. What's driving this?
Reports indicate a growing number of Americans are choosing to move overseas. This trend is so significant that an event called Move Abroad Con, organized by Expatsy, attracted hundreds of hopeful attendees. People are spending hundreds of dollars on these conferences, seeking guidance and resources to facilitate their relocation abroad, signaling a notable demographic shift.
That's a fascinating snapshot of changing priorities. Now, across the globe to India, we have some political news from Amit Shah. What are his latest statements?
India's Home Minister Amit Shah has made strong statements regarding West Bengal, claiming the state saw no development for 50 years and that its people are fed up. He also took the opportunity to thank the people of West Bengal for voting the BJP into power in recent elections, signaling a shift in the region's political landscape.
And more from Amit Shah, this time on local body poll wins in Gujarat.
That's right. Amit Shah also celebrated what he called a historic win for the BJP in the Gujarat local body polls. He used the occasion to emphasize that Gujarat is achieving a massive milestone for its future and simultaneously criticized Rahul Gandhi, projecting confidence in his party's performance and vision for the state.
Thank you for that update on Indian politics. Finally, let's circle back to U.S. elections, specifically the discussion around neutral maps and their potential impact on black voters.
New research and simulations are challenging the long-held notion that the Voting Rights Act created artificial minority districts. These studies suggest that neutral maps, designed without partisan or racial bias, could empower black voters as much as, if not more than, the Voting Rights Act has historically. This research debunks the idea that such districts wouldn't exist naturally, offering a new perspective on gerrymandering and electoral fairness.
That's a truly impactful piece of research on voter empowerment. Arohi, thank you for those comprehensive reports and insights today.
My pleasure, Arjav.
And thank you for joining us on Quick News Briefing. Before we sign off, here's a surprising tech fact. Did you know the very first computer mouse, invented in the 1960s by Douglas Engelbart, was actually made of wood? A far cry from today's sleek designs. That's all for today's news. Join us again tomorrow for more essential updates. From all of us here at Quick News Briefing, have a good night.